In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Church is celebrating the fourth week of the Great Lent, the Sunday of the fourth week, which is celebrating the Saint Venerable Father John. Father John, the writer of the latter, he had written a beautiful book, which is a mandatory for every monks and nuns to be read during even the service. It's part of the used as part of the service during the Great Lent. But I strongly recommend, and the Church of course recommends, that we all read that book, not necessarily every year during the Great Lent, but we should read it at least a few times in our life and draw from it many, many precious things that can teach us and how to really grow spiritually. Of course, the first step is denying oneself. One person, me and you and every one of us, we have to learn to not to look for our own will, but to look for whose will? For God's will. And how do we find God's will? Well, through the scriptures, of course, unless you're a family. If you're in a family, you will be in obedience. The children have to be in obedience to the parents. The wife has to be in obedience to the husband. The husband has to be in obedience to the spiritual father. Spiritual father and the priests have to be in obedience to the bishops. The bishops have to be in obedience to the council of bishops. And council of bishops is supposed to be and is in obedience. If it is a true council of bishops, it's in obedience to the ecumenical councils, the seventh ecumenical council that we have. And these councils were in obedience to the apostles, and the apostles to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And Jesus Christ himself was in obedience to his Father, up to even including on the death on the cross. He suffered so much because this was the will of his Father, to take upon himself all our sins, that we will believe that he is our Savior. And this is what we have to grow to learn to do. We have to learn to believe in the Lord. In the day's gospel that we had, we heard that a father brings a son over and begs the Lord to cure him. And he's been taken by the demons and thrown into fire and water many times. In other words, they're trying to have him to commit suicide. And they brought this young man to the apostles, but they could not cast out the demons. And of course, the Lord had cast out the demons. But before he did, he asked them, "Do you believe that I can do that?" And the Lord heard the answer from that father. "Yes, I believe, but help my unbelief." And this is what you and me have to realize, that too many times we have belief, but we always need help with it. We always need more help. We always need to be given that grace of God to make us to believe more. And we need to study the scriptures. Without that, we will not develop our faith. Without keeping asking the Lord and reading the lives of saints or listening to those things to build up our faith, we're not going to be able to make it. But the most important thing, we must believe that God, Jesus Christ, is our Savior. And we must be willing, knowing his love, to be in obedience to him and to the hierarchy. It is of utmost importance, and this is what the Great Lent is about. If you and me follow the rules of the Church and keep the fasting as it is asked for by the Church, and keep ourselves and also in shape and staying away from all kinds of passions that have taken over us, that have shackled us, or rather that the demons have tied us up by these passions that we may have. Everyone has some kind of a passion that he is being tied up. Oh, this Great Lent is a great opportunity to get rid of all of that, to deny ourselves, or rather to deny the want of our body. We have to correct the situation in our life. We cannot allow the body to rule us. We must rule the body. The and must allow the soul that is always looking for God to be able to rule the body, and not allow the body to do anything that will alienate him or take him away from God and feeling God's presence and rejoicing in God's presence. And you know what kind of things that the body wants. The body wants us to break the law of fasting. It wants us to eat some nice piece of meat or some eggs or all the stuff that's right now are forbidden. The body sometimes in us wants us to have a drink, not just a coffee or tea or water, but to have some wine and some or some liquor and so on. And the church forbids us in so many days in the Great Lent. There's only a few days during the Great Lent where the church is allowing oil and wine, and then it is allowed for you to drink. But it's today's epistle we heard that the apostle says, do not get drunken with wine, for it is a fornication. It is actually a betrayal of grace of God when we get plastered on wine or on some liquor. You know, the enemy uses that to enter into our heart and make us totally lose this sight that we have been created in the image and likeness of Christ, of God, and that we are to be following in his footsteps. And the demons wants us to become worse than the animals. Animals don't behave as we behave when we get drunk. And of course, God forbid that we Orthodox people ever allow ourselves to fall into that. But when it does happen, what do? You repent. We repent. We stop. We beg the Lord to forgive us for our fall. And we make sure that we follow at least the calendar of our church, and curtail the drinking, and not allow us to have more than the body can take without losing control. My beloved, you know, St. John, whose memory we're celebrating, the rite of the ladder, had given a rule about it. In those days that you can have allowed oil and wine, well, in those days, we were told that if you're a man, you should not have more than a glass and a half of wine. And I don't mean a big gallon-sized glasses, little small glasses. The glass of wine and a half at the most for a man. And for a woman, either half or one glass at tops. Now, if you hold on to that rule that St. John had mapped out, you're not going to get drunk. And you're not going to behave then worse than even an animal. And it will not allow the devil to come in into your heart. You know, so many people are suffering through this passion of losing control over themselves through some chemical. It doesn't have to be liquor. It can be some kind of pills that are being taken, or narcotics of all kinds, and that we are tied up. It could be smoking. It could be all kinds of things that we're so used to, and we feel such a big craving for it that we can't seem to find any peace without it. And so we betray our Lord. We're no longer getting the peace from our Lord, and he cannot be our then peacemaker. He cannot be our peace. Because truly, if we have the love for him, he will give us the peace, and he'll give us a contentment that nothing in this world can do and to match it. And my beloved, and that contentment and the peace and the love that he will bestow upon us through his grace is going to be with us for eternity. Otherwise, we're heading for another place, a place where the demons are where the place is prepared for the demons. It's a hellfire that doesn't have any light. It just has the burning, the terrible scorching effect, and then the grinding of the teeth, and then the horror, the terrible hatred all the time around. This is what we'll be facing if we don't conquer the body that wants to take upper hand over the soul. The body is going to be perishing soon. Well, maybe we live, some of us, until 70 years old, some maybe reaching up to 80, some to 90, very seldom to 100 and a little more. But eventually we all have to leave this body. This soul takes away, is being taken away by the Lord. destroyed by the angels, and the body is totally becomes useless. It just becomes dead. It starts to immediately to rot, and then become a food once it's planted into the ground. It becomes a food for the worms. And this is what we're heading for if we don't control the body. We must once and for all recognize that the body is not to be the one that we are going to be in obedience to. We will be in obedience to the Lord's gospel. We will be in obedience to the Lord himself and to the disciples and to the teachers of the Holy Church. This is whom we want to obey. We want to accept the hierarchy, for through this we conquer, Saint John, the writer of the letter, says we conquer 50% of all the troubles that we may have, or even more. So this is what we have to try to go after. We already passed the half mark of the Great Lent. We have a little left, and then less than half, and then comes the Passion Week. And then we have to face and see what the Lord had really done for us. And let's make sure that by that time our heart is totally free from everything that's keeping us away from the Lord. And make sure that by this time we will have our body conquered, and it's not going to demand from us obedience and know its place. Know its place is nothing but a house, a temporary lodging that the Lord allowed our soul to have. Why? Because of the fall of our ancestors, of Adam and Eve. They fell. They could have lived forever. And the body would have been living forever because they were able to eat from the tree of life, and that gives them life forever. And of course we can do that now through Holy Communion. But we must realize that the house that is given to us, we have defiled, as the church services, we see it and hear it all the time. And when we read the Lenten Triodion, we find that it has to perish. It has to perish because it has contaminated itself totally with bad things, with things against the things that go against the gospel. My beloved, let's recognize our sinfulness and let's plead with the Lord to have mercy on us and to cleanse us and give us a new life. And let's hang on, hold on to our Lord, our Savior. Know that He's the only one who can save us from our agonies, from the misery of our discontentment in this world. He is the one that can give us the peace, and through the peace will bestow us the love, and through the love that we will have then for Him and for our guardian angel or all the saints, that all the heavenly dwellers, we will then have a true love for each other, and we'll be able to, instead of judging each other when we see somebody falling, we will just with all our heart will cry out to the Lord as if it was we that had the fall, and will ask God to forgive them so that they will be able to be free from whatever has taken him as a prisoner. For every passion, it's a net, like a chain that's been we are wrapped by, and the demon is just having total control over us. So let's pray for each other. Let's pray for those, especially when we see somebody falling, just as if we fell ourselves, and we cry out to the Lord to have mercy on us and to save us. Amen.